Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to our first fall edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we tackle the issues impacting our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in beautiful Houghton, New York. Ralph, I don't want to spell the end of summer, but it's back to school and everybody wants to kill summer once school begins. I'll unofficially say happy fall, Ralph.
Thank you, Bob. It's such a pleasure to be back with you, and hopefully we'll have some good information to share with your listeners as we go through the year.
All right. So much happened since our last conversation. Here we are, another school year well underway, and already there's big concern out there that we may be returning to virtual learning. This whole phrase, Zoom school, may be back. How likely or unlikely, Ralph, as you look at the trajectory of this virus, how likely is that to happen?
Well, first of all, I want to say again a big thank you to the teachers who worked so hard last year to teach Zoom school.
Yeah.
But the good news, I think, this year is that that is highly unlikely that we're going to return to Zoom school. That would be my best guess at this point.
All right. And USA Today just had a poll last week. I don't know if you saw, but 55% of parents said that their children lost big time when it comes to academics because of online learning. And I know everybody kind of wants to avoid that as much as
right.
they can.
Los Angeles
schools made headlines last week when they just announced that children 12 and up must get the COVID shot. And if by January they're not vaccinated, they will not be allowed on campus. There's fear that that could be coming to a school near you. How likely is that, Ralph?
Well, I'm almost afraid to comment on that because things seem to be changing every single day. So I'll give you the latest. In Pennsylvania, that's not going to happen right now. There's no indication of a move in that direction. However, in New York, there's already been a bill introduced in the New York State Senate calling for that kind of a mandate that kids 12 and up would have to get the shot. That's certainly a first step, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens there.
The mask debate alive and well in school as well. There's been a huge controversy in Pennsylvania over this. Parents are really fired up on this one. Everybody agrees that they're not the most convenient things to wear on your face and not real comfortable, especially after an eight-hour day. But is there any evidence that masks actually infringe on the learning process?
Well, as I've looked at the research, one of the things that really stuck out to me was the fact that children rely a lot on facial expressions when they're communicating with people, and certainly that's one of the downsides of wearing a mask. The one good thing of this is, as you alluded to, that the parents have certainly gotten involved in the debate, and I hope that that will bode well for parent involvement in the future.
Yeah, we would be remiss, Ralph, if we didn't bring up the bus driver shortage and the consequences that has had in the young school year. We're hearing some districts in Rochester 1 to 2 hours late after school because of the shortage of bus drivers. Anything that's being done on that front to alleviate that problem? I know that's a huge issue for superintendents right now.
Well, it really is a huge issue. In fact, you mentioned Rochester, and it was my understanding that the first day of school, they actually went back to Zoom school for just one day because they were short a huge number of drivers.
Hmm.
They're certainly working, all districts are working hard to try to alleviate that problem. They're doing that by obviously heavily recruiting people to join the ranks of bus drivers. There's some major increases in pay and benefits that have never been there before for drivers. certainly I would encourage anybody that has an interest in driving a school bus to get in touch with your local district, because you'll find they'll be very welcoming of you.
Yeah, I just saw that the other day, 1,500 bus drivers they need in Pennsylvania, and 8 in 10 schools in New York are dealing with this big time. So if you're looking for work, there's a job you can get right away. So
there you go, with lots of benefits as far as human benefits as well, having an opportunity to interact with the children.
Yeah, so more information on this topic and others, Ralph, folks can find you online. What's your website, sir?
Just whyrun.org, whyrun.org.